This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Sweden on Tuesday signed a formal request to join the NATO military alliance, a move opposed by Russia and which must be first approved by the 30 existing members. Sweden's candidacy, prompted by Russia's invasion of Ukraine, ends two centuries of military non-alignment. It comes after the country's governing party dropped its opposition. Swedish Prime Minister Magdalena Andersson told lawmakers Monday that Sweden needs formal security guarantees that come with membership in NATO. Leaders in Finland have indicated support for their own NATO membership, with lawmakers expected to give their approval on Tuesday. Russian President Vladimir Putin warned on Monday that Russia would respond if NATO bolstered its military presence in Finland and Sweden. Putin told leaders of the Russia-dominated military alliance of former Soviet states that there was no direct threat from NATO by adding the two countries to its alliance, but said the expansion of military infrastructure into this territory would certainly provoke our response. The fall of the Ukrainian port of Mariupol to Russia appeared imminent Tuesday as Ukraine moved to abandon the city's sprawling steel plant. Hundreds of Ukrainian fighters who'd been holed up there turned themselves over to Russian forces in a deal reached by the warring parties. The capture of Mariupol, a pre-war city of 430,000 people along the north coast of the Sea of Azov, would be Moscow's biggest success in its nearly three-month offensive against Ukraine. But Russia is struggling to capture more territory in eastern Ukraine and has failed to topple the government of Volodymyr Zelensky or take the capital, Kyiv. This is VOA News. A high-profile leader of Afghanistan's ruling Taliban has pledged his country will never again be a terrorist threat to the United States and promised very good news soon on the return of Afghan women and girls to secondary schools. The deputy Taliban chief and acting interior minister renewed the assurances in a rare interview with CNN's Christiane Amanpour, broadcast on Monday. The hardline group has allowed female university students to return to classes in a newly introduced, strictly gender-segregated education system. But despite repeated pledges to let teenage Afghan girls return to their classes, Taliban have not yet reopened high schools to girls. Since returning to power 9 months ago, the Taliban have decreed that women must wear a full veil in public, preferably a full-body burqa, which had been mandatory when the radical group first ruled Afghanistan between 1996 and 2001. The veil restriction announced a week ago has outraged domestic critics and the international community. The United States says it strongly advocates for Taiwan to regain its observer status in the World Health Assembly, the decision-making body of the World Health Organization, leading into its annual meeting May 22nd through the 28th in Geneva. Taiwan has not been invited to attend the meeting. On Tuesday, State Department spokesperson Ned Price told reporters that while the world is battling the COVID-19 pandemic and other public health threats, Taiwan's isolation from the WHO is unwarranted. U.S. officials and lawmakers have praised Taiwan's public health expertise and its resilience in the face of COVID-19. The State Department's renewed support for Taiwan comes days after U.S. President Joe Biden signed into law a bill that directs the Secretary of State to develop a strategy to regain observer status for Taiwan and the World Health Organization. Investigators probing the crash of a China Eastern Airlines jet are examining whether it was the result of an intentional action taken on the flight deck. The Wall Street Journal reported Tuesday that flight data from one of the Boeing 737-800's black boxes indicated that someone in the cockpit intentionally crashed the plane. The journal cited people familiar with the U.S. official's preliminary assessment. Boeing, the maker of the jet, and the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board declined to comment and referred questions to Chinese regulators. Japan said Tuesday it will begin welcoming tour groups again after a long break during the pandemic. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.